Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You'll hear a telephone conversation between a woman who will soon move house and an employee of a telephone company. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen and answer questions 1 to 5.
Atlantic Telephone Company. My name is Dan. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm calling because you're my telephone service provider and I'm going to be moving house next week. I need to have my phone disconnected and then I want to have it connected at the new address.
We can do that for you now over the phone if you like.
Oh, that'd be good.
All right then. First, could you tell me your phone number?
Yes. It's 5062-7840.
The customer says the number is 5062-7840. So 5062-7840 has been written next to the example on the question paper. Now continue with questions 1 to 5.
Thank you. And is the account in your name?
Yes, it is.
Could you spell your full name, please?
It's Penny Ryan. That's P-E-N-N-Y-R-Y-A-N.
Thank you. Now, I just need to ask you a question for security purposes. I hope you don't mind, but could you tell me your date of birth, Ms. Ryan?
No, I don't mind. It's the 24th of March, 1982.
And do you know yet the date on which you'll be moving?
Yes, it's next Tuesday, the 16th of September.
Thank you. Now, madam, can you tell me where you'll be moving to?
My new address will be 18 King Street, Blacktown.
Uh-huh. I can allocate you a new telephone number now if you like, though it won't be operational till you actually have it connected.
Oh, that'd be really useful. I could tell my friends the new number even before I move.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Okay. Your new number will be 7690-3275.
Great.
Now, up until now, you've been receiving your telephone bills once a month. As a long-standing customer, you have the option of being billed only once every 3 months, if you like.
I'll stick with monthly bills. It just makes it easier for me to stay within my household budget.
All right, then.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, Ms. Ryan, could you tell me which type of contract you are on with Atlantic Telephone Company? Is it Home Plus, Economy Saver or Flexible Bundle?
Let me think. I think I used to be on Home Plus, but then I got a mobile phone and I wasn't using my landline that much anymore, so I switched plans. That's right. I switched to Economy Saver about a year ago.
Right. Thank you. Now, I'd like to tell you about our new type of contract we have. It's called the 3-in-1. If you have your landline, your mobile, and the internet connection with us, you get a 20% discount every time you pay the bill.
Oh, but with my mobile, I'm using a very cheap provider, but they're not that reliable. If I do switch contracts, will I be locked in for a certain time period?
Well, that's the case with Home Plus, But with this one, you're free to change again, at any time, without penalty.
Ah. In that case, I'll switch from Economy Saver to 3-in-1.
Good. I'm sure you'll find you'll make real savings with that.
Oh, I just have a question about the internet.
Yes. What do you want to know?
Well, there are certain times when I can make unlimited downloads, like if I want to download a movie. That's from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m, isn't it?
It's a bit more restricted than that. It's from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. It turns out that the peak period of accessing large files is from 11 at night to 2 in the morning.
Oh, well, that's interesting. There must be a lot of night owls.
I suppose so. Now, do you mind if I ask you, what's the main type of phone call you make? Any information you give me will be kept confidential. It's just information that helps us provide a better service to our customers.
All right, then. But what do you mean by type of phone call?
Would you say the majority of your calls are to friends and relatives? Or are they work-related? Or for paying bills and so on?
Well, I started to work from home last year, so most of them were work-related. But then I didn't make enough money from that line of work, so I got a part-time job, and now I mainly use the phone to call relatives. I tend to keep in contact with friends by email.
Okay, thank you. Now, just one more question, then we'll be finished. In the years that you've been with Atlantic Telephone Company, how would you rate our service overall?
Well, initially there were a few problems, and it wasn't really satisfactory. But in general, I'd say things have been mostly satisfactory. My previous service provider was very good, but they went bankrupt.
All right, then. That wraps it up. Thank you very much, and I hope your move goes smoothly.
Thank you.
That is the end of Section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.